4. Date. Now. I wake in a panic, drenched in tepid sweat. It's not rain because it smells sour, metallic, with an underlying sweetness like fruit just as it turns. My plane ride to Rome swirls down the drain, dormant until the next time I close my eyes. I shove myself up from the tree roots and look for Lisa. She's asleep. When I rouse her, she barely recognizes my voice through the sleep fog.
What? You fell asleep. I was tired. I have to be able to rely on you.
She leans over, vomits, heaves until I worry she'll turn inside out. Between bouts, she manages to speak.
I'm sorry. It just happened.
Come on, we should go. We push off from our resting place, and I glance behind us, scan the land. Nothing but trees and grass. But something follows. Branches crack when they shouldn't. Every so often, I hear a step that doesn't come from me or Lisa. We are not alone out here. Date. Then.
Have you ever turned it over? Dr. Rose asks. Looked at the bottom?
I look at him, my mouth sagging softly because that never occurred to me. It's Friday evening. In my head, I call this date night because I'm not like the other people who come here. I'm not crazy. I'm not even a little off balance. At least I don't think so. But that jar bothers me. The mystery of it curls cold fingers around my heart and squeezes until I ache.
No, never.
Maybe you should. Maybe it's time to take action in your dream. Take control.
What do you think I'll find?
A message? A clue, perhaps? Or maybe a made in China?